Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. We believe small actions can have great impact. Take a small action today. Speak to a financial broker about a Zurich pension.
Now you heard Siobhan talk about golf. Tony texts the program 51551 to talk about golf. And Tony, I can hear the frustration in your voice. He says, why on earth have golf clubs been closed in Level 5? Club golf has been played safely with strict conditions, great exercise for elderly people and good for their well-being. Cannot fathom the reasoning behind this decision, says Tony. But whatever about golf, gym owners and users across the country are making the case to government to be allowed to stay open, even on a restricted basis, during the Level 5 lockdown. All gyms and other sporting activities like tennis and golf are set to be shut down from midnight tonight. An online petition has been signed by 42,000 gym users over the last few days, asking for exemptions to be made for gyms. And it's a campaign which is gaining momentum by the hour. And Fergal Keane joins me. You're keeping an eye on this campaign, Fergal.
Yeah, it's a particular interest of mine as well, because that petition, it will have more than 50,000 signatures by the end of the day. And it's an issue that really exploded and focused attention, particularly on small gyms today. On Liveline this afternoon, we heard from one large gym owner in Dublin. He said he's going to stay open no matter what. But most small operators I've been speaking to, they want to be allowed to stay open with very small numbers of people, maybe five or six in controlled environments. They're getting quite a bit of political support. Matty McGrath, the Dáil yesterday, Sinn Féin, TD, Mark Ward and others, as we'll hear later on the programme, are on their side. And there are two types of gyms we're talking about here. The first is the chain type gym. They might have a couple of thousand members, operate very large gyms at low cost membership. And for some of them, it's not going to make economic sense to stay open during lockdown with very restricted numbers coming in. The numbers of staff, the cleaning operation alone, it means they're losing
more money.
The
cost would be too much, yeah.
Yeah, they lose more money by being open than by being closed. But the second type is a very different business model. It's very small numbers. Most of them would be in a class or a one-on-one situation, but the cost of membership might be twice what it would be in the big Ben Dunn type gym. And those operators say they can viably stay open with a class of four or five people in an hour. They're the CrossFit type operations, Elite Fitness, others like that. And one I visited today called Elevate Health and Fitness in Dean's Grange in Dublin. And there I met the owner, Owen Gallagher. He's actually the man who started this petition, which is now approaching 50,000 signatures. And he told me about his gym and why they should be allowed to stay open.
So our gym is 1,000 square foot. Our sessions are small group personal training. So we take four people in at each session and they have one coach. And that is it for the 45-minute session.
It's a different model to the FlyFit, to the Ben Dunn type gym. It's small volume, intensity, probably high costs, whereas they do big volume, low cost.
That's it, yeah. So we provide a professional service here where you're looked after the whole way through your session. You're not left to your own devices. You're coached the whole way through the session. It's a very different model to the big commercial gym. We charge a little bit more. We provide a very good service where it's the commercial side of things, it'd be big volume, low cost.
You're going to be forced to close tonight.
We are indeed, unfortunately. We put a petition together last Wednesday and we've hit over 40,000 signatures on it. We have yet to hear back from anyone in government. Our TDs are backing it, councillors are backing it, but Stephen Donnelly keeps saying that it's NPHET that are making the decision on this and not the government.
Tell me something about the petition.
We started a petition and I just started on my Instagram page. Elevatefit.ie is our Instagram name. Just started on our Instagram page and it exploded within 36 hours. It had 11,500 signatures, 40,000 signatures now. It's on change.org / gyms to essential service. We started it really because we didn't feel like there was a voice being opinion, like there wasn't a voice out there for independent gym owners. You could see in the UK that there was a body that was fighting for gyms to stay open. Today they successfully succeeded to stay open.
You think you can operate safely here?
Of course we can. We've had not one incident. There's very few cases related to gyms. The HSPC have stats and data to say that there has been 9 outbreaks between a sporting activity / fitness setting. That does not mean it is a gym. There is very little data to go off. The Department of Health don't even have the figures on gyms. That just means that it's very, very low. we have taken every precaution that the government has put out, that we've spent thousands on getting our gyms ready. This is a modern type of gym. It's not a dirty, sweaty, old school gym doing everything that has been asked of us, and we have still got to close our doors again for the second time in a couple of months.
Have a look here at what you do when you walk into the gym here. You have your cleaning stations already, your hand san.
Yeah, so when you come into the gym, you walk through our main door, you have your cleaning stations on your right hand side, you have your temperature check on your left hand side, and your hand sanitizer unit there as well. So you're walked into the gym by your coach. We have designated zones for each of our members. They wear a face mask all the way in until they get into their zone. Once they're in their zone, and they can take their mask off and they can train without their mask. If they move out around the gym, they put their face mask back on if they're getting equipment or anything like that. Our bathrooms are off use. Our change rooms are off use.
It's very high intensity training. You're sweating a lot. You're breathing a lot. If you have this virus, there's the potential for you to spread it quite a distance.
Yes, and ventilation is obviously one of the things that we've been told about. We have every window and every door in the gym left open from 5:30 in the morning till 9:30 at night when we close. We don't have big ventilation systems. We're small premises, 1,000 square foot. We were told that we don't need it.
So there is Owen Gallagher, who actually started that petition to keep gyms open. You met, Fergal, some of the gym users as well.
Yeah, and these are all people coming from work for lunchtime or just taking an hour's break. And they're in Elevate. They operate classes of just 4 people. So their model is such that that's how they can make things going. And as you'd hear, for these people, the gym is a major part of their lives. They feel they can keep going there safely. Aoife, how do you feel about your last gym session? How do you feel about the gyms closing for at least 6 weeks?
Oh, I'm absolutely devastated, because I'm actually someone, I don't really go to the gym for, like, to keep fit. Like, I go to the gym for the community and for, like, I feel so much better in my work day. Like, I go for motivation, so I don't even know how much exercise I'm going to be doing in the 6 weeks, because I don't see the benefit of it without everyone here. You know, the reason that I come here is for the motivation from everyone else, and it just feels great. That's the only reason I come. So I can't see myself doing anything for the next 6 weeks, which is really sad.
How did you manage in last lockdown for 12 weeks?
I mean, I went for walks and stuff, but, like, it's just not really the same. And you try and keep in touch with everyone, and the coaches are great for trying to keep you motivated while you're not in the gym, but it's really hard. It's really, really hard to keep motivated.
You obviously think that you can exercise safely here and in some other gyms while lockdown is on?
Yeah, totally. To be honest, the gym is probably one of the places I feel safer. It'd be the least concern I have coming to the gym, just because I know that it's clean, and I'm told what's being done to keep it safe.
Pretty devastated about it, because I come here like at least 5 days a week, so it's a bit of a void in the life now.
What will you do instead?
I suppose back to home workouts and pounding the floor of my living room. Which is not fun.
Is that what you did the last time?
I tried to, yeah, but I don't really want to go back to it, to be honest. It's much better being in the gym and being with everybody.
Do you think they can stay open safely?
I do, with small numbers, yeah, definitely.
Yeah, I'm just really annoyed, pretty devastated about the whole thing.
Do you think it's possible that they could stay open safely?
Well, I suppose my only experience is this gym, and I feel like we have done everything very safely here. So I suppose this gym, yeah, I do feel could stay open safely.
It's just sad that we have to go back to level 5 again, you know, and everything has to close down. It's just hard to take.
Oh, I'm devastated. I'm really, my whole routine will be just turned upside down. I think for my head, my body, everything is just, I'm so disappointed now about the gyms closing down.
What will you do instead?
I might take up running. I love coming to this gym because it's, you get to use your weights and you're building up strength. I suppose I might look into doing some yoga classes online, or I don't know. I'm really going to miss the gym.
Yeah, some very sad gym users there at Elevate Health and Fitness in Dean's Grange in Dublin. Fergal Keane, thank you very much indeed.
Well, for reaction to all of this, I'm joined now by Niall Moynagh, Professor Niall Moynagh of Preventative Medicine at Dublin City University, and also Paul McAuliffe, Fianna Fáil TD for Dublin North West. And thank you both for joining us this evening. Niall, I might come to yourself first there. You heard from Fergal Keane's report, gym owners, gym users, all devastated really that they won't get access to gyms that they feel are safe and being handled very well. Do you think it's the right decision?
Well, look, I think in your sports section, Pat Carney put it best when he said, look, it's an evolving situation. And I think we have to be guided by the public health professionals. And believe you me, every time they make a decision, they take this, all of this into account. And I understand Owen's frustration and his gym, but can we guarantee we have the same level of quality in all of our gyms? My own brother owns a pub in Monaghan. That has been closed. My research has stopped since March. So no gym. And this is only three people in a lab, and we can't do that in DCU at the moment. We're all suffering. And I think we have to be a little bit more resilient. This happens once every 100 years. There's no textbook as to how we work our way. And I think as a society, I think we're so used to just having things nice and comfortable. And maybe this is a wake-up call for society. We need a little bit more resilience. And, you know, for those people who are going to gyms, the vast majority of them will probably continue doing some form of exercise. I have a much bigger concern for the other 70% of the Irish population who don't even meet the minimum physical activity guidelines. Mm. That's where I would be placing my focus.
So there's other ways to approach it, you reckon. I'm going to bring Paul McAuliffe in on this. And Paul, we're getting lots of texts on this already to 51551. And one person says, devastation is getting COVID or losing your job. It's not going to a gym. Cop on, says this listener. Yeah.
Well, I think, first of all, in the COVID pandemic, there's been a real tendency to blame others, and I want to not be involved in that, right? What I do believe is that we're heading into a six-week period where we know there's going to be an acute impact on people's mental health, and we know that there's a resource out there, facilities, you know, often 10,000-15,000 square foot facilities. And we also know there's a network of ambassadors that are involved in the fitness industry, personal trainers often, and that they are crucial in terms of what the role that they could play for mental and physical health. So what I'm saying is, and I hear a lot of business people out there saying, well, if gyms can open, why couldn't restaurants? Why can't pubs? And it's not about how safe the place is. It's about the mixing of households. And we've learned that we know that. And my question to Neffet is there a way that we can make use of that network of facilities, you know, both private gyms but also city council facilities as well, to make use of those facilities during what we know will be a really difficult time for people?
Yeah, can I bring in Niall Moyne on that? Isn't that a fair point or a fair question to ask, Niall? Because some people, at the end of the day, need the motivation of a machine to go about their exercise. And yeah, of course, public health deems us that we need to stay away from congregating, stay away from indoor activities. But public health can be hurt in other ways too. And people not getting their exercise is one way to do that, isn't it?
Yes, and I think I couldn't agree with you more. But remember that a large number of people who have COVID are totally asymptomatic, don't even know that they have it. Those people could be in the gym exercising, and we know and normally, you know, they're warm, moist, you know, environments, and with the droplets, et cetera, et cetera. So you are increasing the risk. Why would we want to do that? Mm. We're asking people to make a sacrifice. Now, to be fair, as a society, we were given the opportunity. We were put back to level three. And some people, you know, as a society, we have failed. And I think it's a wake-up call, and I agree with whoever wrote about losing your job and worrying about your family income. I think for these people who are not getting access to gym, and look, I was a gym user. I go to the gym every morning. I haven't been in the gym since March.
But some people are frustrated.
I've made other changes to my life.
Niall, some people are frustrated. So a texter says, sport for all or none. Gaelic and rugby should not be the exception here.
Well, you know, I was on RT last week stating that I would have concerns about running the All-Ireland. I mean, the point I would make, if I was playing in an All-Ireland final and the day before I found I had COVID, there's not a chance in hell I would tell anyone that I have it. So I think there are risks associated with that. But I think, you know, we have wonderful resources. We live in a temperate environment. You'd swear we lived in Siberia to hear people talking about cold winters. We have a warm, temperate climate. Get out there, and particularly during the day, if you can get out and get sunlight and get vitamin D, which is shown to reduce a risk for complications from COVID. There are lots of ways. We're asking people to really dig deep for 6 weeks.
Yeah. Is that not fair enough, I wonder, Paul? Because, like, I love the gym, you know, and I have to say, even over the last couple of months, I have been going. I've never felt that awfully comfortable, though, even when the cases were low, because as Paul is saying, people are huffing and they're puffing and they're sweating and there's droplets, and you know, you just don't feel like, is this the safest place that I could be? Probably not, you know. Well, so now, when cases are high, are we really saying people should continue in that activity in a closed space?
Well, I know sometimes we think COVID has turned the world upside down, and normally I think Dr. Moynagh would be on the other side of this argument. So, look, I accept the queries there. What I'm calling on NEFA to do is to consider the facilities that are there and to see we've prioritised other areas where we accept that household mixing are required because there are other benefits from it, and education being the primary one, our health services for non-COVID related health services, essential work. So we've made the calculation that in some cases the mixing of households is an acceptable risk within the overall package of measures. And all I'm saying is there's a facility, there's a network of facilities, there's a network of ambassadors here, and NEFA just need to consider how we might use them in not just this period of 6 weeks, because we know that this may not be the only period in which we reach level five. There may be other times.
But Paul,
if we're going to live with this, we need to find ways of balancing the risk.
I take your point about mixing households and so on. But does Niall's point about people being asymptomatic and spreading the disease unwittingly that way, does that not trump all the points you're making?
Look, I think the mixing of households is the key here. And so the question is, can we use these network of facilities where there's a minimum mixing of households? And a very extreme measure would be you've got Finglas Leisure Centre there. If one person used it every half hour, there would be no mixing of households, and yet you would increase access to that facility. So what I'm saying is that, and I appreciate that's an extreme case, okay, but can we make use of these facilities? And I would include golf course. I'm not a golfer and don't really circulate in those areas.
You don't go to Clifton.
No, but so we have to make sure that we can build resilience, and I think this is a resource, not a liability.
Okay, Niall, before we let you go, can I ask you about golf courses? Because I have to say our listeners are going mad about the golf courses and wondering what's going on with it. One person says, what about closing the golf clubs? For heaven's sake, out in the fresh air, social distancing in place, but astonishingly, GAA can continue. Does golf courses closing, does that make sense to you?
Well, then the next issue is that what about table tennis, sailing, tennis, you know?
Yeah, well, what about them?
Yeah.
And before we know it, we have 100 exceptions. And the next joke, so we're either in this or we're not. And that would be my view for the next 6 weeks. We're either in it as a nation or we're not. We can't have half measures here and half measures there. This is really, really serious.
Mm. Okay, I suppose the problem is if it makes sense to people, maybe they might, you know, they might go with it, and if it doesn't, they might not. But thank you very much for joining us. That's Niall Moynagh and also Paul McAuliffe, and lots